we talk about fluency in English, and we all want to be fluent. For that, we learn a lot of words, phrases, and solve so many grammar exercises. But in this extensive practice, we avoid some essentials, which are actually needed for getting fluency in our speaking. One such essentials are contractions, and today's class is all about that. Hi everyone, this is Nidhi from Urban Diaries YouTube channel. In today's class, we'll talk about these important contractions that help you to get a flow in your conversation. And you sound more natural if you use them. What are contractions? A contraction is a word or a phrase that has been shortened by dropping one or more letters. In writing, an apostrophe is used to indicate the place of that missing letter. We rely on contractions all the time in our normal conversation when people speak to each other. Here, I really want to tell you all why contractions are so important for English speakers. Since English is not our native language, we try to pronounce each word very clearly. And for that, we put a lot of stress while starting and ending each word, which is completely wrong. Because native speakers never pronounce words clearly. They are in fact in a habit of making the words short. They don't put stress on each word. And that's why they sound more natural and fluent. For example, if I want to say, I am not eating the food, here I'll try my best to pronounce each word separately. I am not eating the food. On the other hand, a native speaker would do exactly opposite. He would try to shorten the words so that he complete his talk in less time. And naturally, he would sound fluent. So he would say, I ain't eating the food. Here I have contracting am not to ain't. And this is what we call contract. I hope now you get it how important contractions are. So it will be, I ain't eating the food. And in English language, there are so many contractions that you need to learn and repeat every time when you talk in English. Now, we can make a contraction in three ways. Number one, by contracting verb plus not. In these kind of contraction, we'll see the verb, which is auxiliary verb, and the word not, and we'll try to contract them. The previous example, am not, comes under this category only. The second way of contracting the words is the pronoun and verb contraction. Here we take the pronoun as in I, we, you, they, and with them we try to contract the helping verb as in I had will be I'd, we will be we'll, and so on. After that, there are some miscellaneous contractions that I'll teach you at the very last. So first, we'll talk about category 1, in which we'll try to contract the verb and not. We've already understood am not contraction, so the contraction of am not will be ain't. I ain't eating the food. I ain't going to school. I ain't talking to my friend. Now comes are not, and the contraction of are not is aren't. Aren't. They are not sitting in the class. They aren't sitting in the class. You need to focus here. Am not is ain't and are not is aren't. The next one is not, and the contraction is isn't. Isn't. She is not eating the food. She isn't eating the food. So am not becomes ain't, are not becomes aren't, and is not becomes isn't. Let's see some more contractions. Was not becomes wasn't. He was not talking to me. He wasn't talking to me. Were not becomes weren't. Weren't. They were not happy in the party. They weren't happy in the party. Next is has not, and its contraction is hasn't. He has not given me the pen. He hasn't given me the pen. Have not becomes haven't. Have you not read the book? Haven't you read the book? Had not becomes hadn't. He had not seen the movie. He hadn't seen the movie. Now comes the easiest one, which most of the people already know. So do not becomes don't. Does not becomes doesn't. And did not becomes didn't. I do not know you. I don't know you. She does not know English. She doesn't know English. They did not meet me at the park. They didn't meet me at the park. And then comes the modal verbs, which also can be contracted if you use not in the sentences. For example, the contraction of will not would be won't. He will not help me. He won't help me. Likewise, the contraction of would not will be wouldn't. He would not come to meet me. You may also say, he wouldn't come to meet me. Now the next one is very interesting because so many people don't know the exact pronunciation of this contraction, and it's shall not, and its contraction is shan't or shan't. You may pronounce it in both the ways. You may call it shan't or you may call it shan't. Each party shall not break the contract. Each party shan't break the contract. The next one is should not, and the contraction of should not is shouldn't. You should not eat junk food. You shouldn't eat junk food. Next one, very important. It is cannot, and the contraction is can't. I cannot talk to you. I can't talk to you. Could not. The contraction of could not will be couldn't. We are sorry, we could not call you. You may also say, we are sorry, we couldn't call you. The next one is may not, and its contraction is mayn't. You would hardly see people around you using it, but it's the correct one and you can use it. For example, she may not be at school. You may also say, she mayn't be at school. The next one is might not, and its contraction is mightn't. Okay, mightn't. For example, you might not want to eat the cheesecake. And you also can say, you mightn't want to eat the cheesecake. Now the next one is must not, and its contraction is mustn't. For example, you must not be selfish. You may also say, you mustn't be selfish. The next one is dare not, and its contraction is daren't. And most of the people pronounce it wrong, so it's daren't. R is silent here, okay? For example, you dare not set foot outside today. You may also say, you daren't set foot outside today. The same way, we have need not, and its contraction is needn't. You need not talk to me. You needn't talk to me. Guys, dare and need are also modal verbs, and they also can be used by adding to after them, as in need to, dare to. Also, they can be used as a main verb. I've already made a video on modal verbs. If you want to watch it, you may get the link in the description box or you may click on the I button. Now we'll see the second category, where we'll try to contract the pronoun and the verb, that means the auxiliary verb. And it's very simple. Guys, contracting a pronoun and an auxiliary verb makes you speak faster. As in, if I say, I have talked to him last night, the same sentence I can say, I've talked to him last night. Do you see the difference, the fluency in the speech? See the second example. They have been fighting since morning. They've been fighting since morning. And you know, when you have a good command over English language, it comes out naturally. So now let's see all of them one by one. In English grammar, we have 7 pronouns that we can contract with the auxiliary verbs, which are I, we, you, they, he, she, and it. First, we'll take have as an auxiliary verb and we'll try to contract it with each pronoun. The first one is I have, and its contraction is I've. I have arranged a party for you. I've arranged a party for you. We have. The contraction will be we've. I think we have met before. I think we've met before. The contraction of you have will be you've. You have told me nothing new. You've told me nothing new. The next one, they have, and the contraction will be they've. They have given me the cash. They've given me the cash. Now with he, she, and it, we don't use have. Obviously, we use has as a helping verb. So we'll see these contractions now. Now we'll see some examples where you will find one contraction for 2 different helping verbs. Also, it might have been a point of confusion for most of you guys, so today we'll try to make it simpler as much as possible. The contraction of he has and he is same, that is he's. He is watching the movie. He is watching the movie. He has already watched the movie. He's already watched the movie. If you see, the first sentence is in present continuous, where I have contracted he is as he's. However, the second sentence is in present perfect, where I said he has and I have contracted it as he's. So the contraction of both the auxiliary verbs is same. Likewise, she is and she has both have same contractions. That's she's. She is painting on the wall. She's painting on the wall. She has painted on the wall. She's painted on the wall. The contraction of it is and it has is same, that is it's. So if I say it is raining, I may also say it's raining. The next example, it has been so long. It's been so long. Now we'll see the contractions of had and would, and they both are also same. You must have seen or read in articles this contraction I'd or he'd written many times, and then you get confused what is the full form of this contraction. So it can be any of them, I had or I would, he had or he would. They both will be pronounced as I'd or he'd. So if you see the table, I would and I had will be pronounced as I'd. We would and we had will be pronounced as we'd. You would and you had can be pronounced as you'd. They would and they had can be pronounced as they'd. Likewise, he would and he had can be pronounced as he'd. She would and she had will be pronounced as she'd. And the last one, it would and it had will be pronounced as it'd. Let's see some examples. I wish I had seen her. I wish I'd seen her. I would like to have a cup of coffee. I'd like to have a cup of coffee. You had plenty of time. You'd plenty of time. He had an accident at work. He'd an accident at work. We had a rough time. We'd a rough time. See this one. It would be fun to join the party. It'd be fun to join the party. If we talk about future tense, there we get the helping verb will and shall, and the contraction of both of them again will be same. So the contraction of I will and I shall will be I'll. The contraction for we will and we shall will be we'll. You will and you shall will be pronounced as you'll. And they will and they shall will be pronounced as they'll. He will and he shall will be pronounced as he'll. She will and she shall will be pronounced as she'll. It will and it shall will be pronounced as it'll. For example, if you say, I will be late today, you can also say this as I'll be late today. Likewise, saying you will come next week can be shortened as you'll come next week. It will rain tomorrow. It'll rain tomorrow. We will get married in December. We'll get married in December. Alright, what's left now? So the contraction of I am will be I am, which is quite easy and people use it quite often. I am cooking dinner. You can also say I am cooking dinner. Now this one needs your attention, not because it's tough, but because it's quite confusing. The contraction of they are is pronounced as there, and we write it as there. So this there means they are. They are going to the party. They're going to the party. Now in English grammar, we have two more similar pronunciations, but their meaning is different. One there is T-H-E-I-R, which is of course a possessive case for they. For example, it's their decision. It's their idea. Here I'm using it as a possessive case. Now the second one is T-H-E-R-E, there, which is commonly used as pronoun, adverb or an adjective. For example, if I say there is a famous hotel in this city. So it's a suggestion for you all not to get confused among all these words. And here we complete our second category of contractions. I already told you in the beginning of the video that there are some miscellaneous contractions that we should definitely know to sound smarter. That topic I'll cover up in the part 2 of this video. And we'll definitely put the link in the description box, also in the I button, so you can check it over there. That's it for today's video. Thanks for watching, and if you have not yet subscribed my channel, please do that and press the bell icon as well so that you get the notification whenever I upload a new video. This is me, Nidhi, and I'll see you guys again very soon with another educational video on my YouTube channel, Urban Diaries. Till then, take care and keep learning.